Which dressing do you want? Christmas or Thanksgiving? It was Christmas time again at 201 South Laurel. Of course, all the extended family had gathered at Grandma and Grandpa's house for the wonderful Christmas feast and festivities. Grandma and all the women were busy in the kitchen preparing for the magnificent spread of food while the men argued politics and watched the football games. For such feasts, Grandma was blessed in having the luxury of a double oven for the preparation of the many courses and casseroles that comprised the Christmas dinner. Now, little did anyone realize the bizarre episode that this double oven arrangement would lead to on this particular occasion. Minette was busy shifting the prepared dishes to the oven that was reserved for keeping the food warm until it was time for serving. As she shifted the prepared food to the warming oven, she also tasted the various courses to ensure that the food was fully cooked and properly seasoned. Evidently, on this occasion, she was quite fond of a particular batch of turkey dressing that had already been placed in the second oven before her arrival, and she'd already eaten a bowl of the dressing. She remarked to Grandma how well this particular batch of dressing had turned out. Grandma inquired as to which batch of dressing she was talking about, and Minette replied that it was the batch that someone had placed in the oven earlier. Now, little did she know just how much earlier the particular batch had been placed there. "Oh, don't eat that," Grandma replied in quite an alarmed tone of voice. "That dressing has been in there ever since Thanksgiving." Now, commotions were quite a common sideline at these events, so a little note was made of Minette's mad sprint to the bathroom. Only when a long line of fidgeting, unhappy toddlers began to form at the bathroom door, loudly vocalizing their need to have access to the facilities, did someone decide to get to the bottom of things in order to that some semblance of peace might be restored. I asked little Lou, who at the time was about 5 years old, just what the commotion was all about. He replied, "Mommy's been in the bathroom for a long time, and all of us have to go." At that point, all the other toddlers in the line chimed in and shouted, "Hurry up, we have to go soon." A reply came from the other side, pleasantly responding, "Oh, don't worry, I'll be out in just a minute." This seemed to reassure no one, and for a moment I considered suggesting that the group use the upstairs facilities. Then I remembered that those facilities were off limits to everyone ever since the time many years back when Grandma had witnessed two beady eyes peering at her through the shower drain. When the exterminators were not able to identify the notorious intruder, a strict quarantine had been placed on the upstairs bathroom, and it remained pristine and unused from that point on. Now, just as the situation was reaching a meltdown stage, the door opened and Minette made another hurried dash to the telephone. All of us who had been in the front room now knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that something quite unusual, even for 201 South Laurel, was in the works. We all anxiously listened to Minette's telephone dialogue. "Hello, Poison Control. My name is Minette Trosh, and I just ate some Thanksgiving dressing for Christmas. Can you tell me what will happen to me?" After a short response from the Poison Control Center, Minette placed the phone down. Her puzzled expression and nature of her dialogue put everybody in quite an inquisitive state, and I believe that it was Grandpa asked, "Well, what did they say?" Minette replied quite incredulously, "They said that I'd either die in 15 minutes or I'd live forever." Obviously, the Poison Control Center had quite a sense of humor when it came to Christmas prank telephone calls. Somebody suggested calling the family doctor since he would find nothing unusual about this type of inquiry from the Conrad household and could address the issue in a routine manner. Family doctor was then roused from his Christmas dinner and advised of the circumstances of the situation. And after it had been determined that the dressing had been regular as opposed to oyster, he stated his opinion that Minette would be fine. Greatly relieved, we all filed into the dining room for the feast. Of course, Uncle Ted continually punctuated the occasion with the obvious question, "Which dressing does everybody want, Christmas or Thanksgiving?"